From KRCB-FM Radio 91, it's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell. Good morning. A year after California enacted a statewide ban on single-use plastic bags, environmental groups say early data shows a significant dip in plastic trash. Capital Public Radio's Julia Mitrich has more.
Each September, thousands of California volunteers clean up trash in their communities. They count how many items, like foam pieces and food wrappers, they find. Here's Mark Murray with Californians Against Waste.
Going back as far as I can remember with these annual litter cleanups, plastic bags were perennially one of the third, fourth, or fifth most common items that were found littered on California beaches.
Murray says the bags have dropped out of the top 10 in many communities since grocery and retail stores were banned from using them a year ago. But, he notes, tallies from this year's coastal cleanup are still incomplete. Some local groups have not yet submitted their data. Kira Pani of the Monterey Bay Aquarium, which works to fight ocean pollution, hails the bag ban as a good first step in reducing plastic waste. But, she argues, with global production of single-use plastics growing exponentially,
if we don't slow down in how much of the stuff we make and use, we will just have a growing problem on our hands. And as plastic moves through ocean food webs, we know that it can have impacts on wildlife, on ecosystems, and might even impact human health.
California was the first state in the nation to pass a statewide ban on single-use plastic bags, but the law carved out an exception. That's why you still see them in grocery stores. They're allowed for meat, bread, produce, bulk items, and perishables. In Sacramento, I'm Julia Mitrich.
You can find this story and more at krcb.org/news. That's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell.